everyone. Welcome back to your Wednesday episode. Today, we are going to talk about something I struggle with a lot, and that is procrastination. For real, I procrastinate way too much. This is especially a big problem for me right now because so far, this has been the busiest year of my life. I have piles and piles of stuff to do every day, but I keep slacking off and delaying. So consequently, my life gets more and more tiring every day. And that is why I chose this video for today's pronunciation challenge. It provides 3 tips for ending your procrastination. I hope they will help me, and according to the video, 20% of people who identify themselves as chronic procrastinators. So without further ado, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. Instead of letting it overwhelm you, organize that project into small, bite-sized, manageable segments. Slower again. Instead of letting it overwhelm you, organize that project into small, bite-sized, manageable segments.发音的部分我们首先来看到 instead 它的 ea 发的是短音 instead 再来看到 overwhelm、它的 h 是不发音的，所以只需要发 w 的音就好咯。 overwhelm 再来看到 bite size， 中间的 ts 音连在一起是念 ts bite size， 然后 manageable 这个字里面有很多个 a， 第一个 a 发的是 a， 第二个 a 发 i， 然后后面的 gea 发的是 j， 所以全部是这样念 manageable。那如果在念整个句子的时候需要时间喘口气，可以在逗点之后稍作停顿，像这样 ：Instead of letting it overwhelm you。Organize that project into small, bite-sized, manageable segments. 好的，接下来来看看今天的重点字汇。第一个呢，就是今天的主题啦 ，procrastinate。Procrastinate， 它是动词，意思是故意或是习惯性的拖延。For example, I have to stop procrastinating and get this work done. 我必须停止拖延，并且把工作做好。那 procrastinator 就是拖延者，有拖延症的人或是拖延症患者，它是名词。那要注意字尾的 or 发的是 procrastinator。Procrastinator. 来看看例句 You have to keep an extra eye on her because she is a major procrastinator. 你要特别留意她，因为她是严重拖延症患者。Keep an eye on somebody or something 的意思是照看、留意、留神或是注意。那 keep an extra eye on somebody or something 意思就是格外的小心照看、留意、留神注意。Procrastinate 的名词形态是 procrastination。Procrastination 意思就是拖延或是拖延症。Procrastination hinders my achievements in life. 拖延症阻碍了我的人生成就。那要注意在念 procrastinate 还有 procrastinator 的时候，重音是放在第二音节，但是你在说名词形态的 procrastination 的时候呢，就要把重音放在第四音节。Procrastinate, procrastinator, and procrastination. 第二个单字我们来看到 overwhelm 它是动词，意思是覆盖、淹没或者是压倒、征服。 For example, a severe flood overwhelmed the entire village. 严重的水灾淹没了整个村庄。Overwhelm 也可以抽象的表示情感或是想法上使人难以承受，使人不知所措。For example, I got overwhelmed by her breathtaking beauty. 她令人屏息的美貌令我不知所措。Overwhelm 的现在分词 overwhelming 也可以拿来当作形容词使用，意思是无法抵挡的、强烈的或者是强大的。For example, he couldn't resist the overwhelming desire to kiss her. 他无法抗拒想要亲吻她的强烈欲望。第三个单字我们来看到 bite size。 bite size， 有些人会说 bite sized 都可以，两个都有人用。那 bite size 是形容词，字面上的意思呢是一口能吃下的。For example, I really like those bite sized granola bars. They're really easy to carry around and quick to eat. 我很喜欢这种一口大小的燕麦棒，它们很方便携带，吃起来也很快。那 bite size 也可以表示很小的或是迷你的。来看看例句。This YouTube channel provides bite-sized English lessons that are fun and useful. 这个 YouTube 频道提供有趣又实用的迷你英语课程。接下来来看到形容词 manageable。Manageable 意思是易处理的、易办的或是可应付的。来看看例句 ，They lowered their sales targets to make them more manageable. 他们将销售目标降得更可能达成。那这个字呢，是来自于动词 manage。Manage 意思是处理、管理或是成功做到、顺利完成。For example, I have no idea how he managed to accomplish the whole project all by himself. 我不知道他到底是如何独自完成整个专案的。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 segment。Segment 它是名词，意思是部分。来看看例句 ：The company has different products targeting specific segments of the market. 这间公司有针对特定市场区块的不同产品。那 segment 也可以表示电视啊、广播或是网络节目的节或是段、桥段。For example, which segment of our daily pronunciation challenge do you like the best? 我们每日口说挑战当中，你最喜欢哪一个桥段？大家记得去填问卷告诉我们哦。Now let's go through our sentence one last time. Instead of letting it overwhelm you, organize that project into small, bite-sized, manageable segments. So the tips from today's video are number one,Break your tasks into segments. Number two, start with the most enjoyable part of the project. And number three, clear out those distractions. Tip number three is the hardest for me because I have to use my computer and the internet for almost everything I need to do, and the internet is my biggest distraction. Yet, I can't get it away from me while I'm working. How many of you are like me?What is your way to stop procrastinating? It's tough, but I'll start to try my best not to get distracted and stick to the first two tips, and hopefully I can get my job done without procrastinating that much. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to leave your own recording. See ya!